The title of my message tonight is, Don't Duplicate Demas, Instead Practice Paul's Principles. Demas was one of Paul's helpers in the ministry until he forsook God's plan for his life. If you'd please turn to 2 Timothy 4:10, that's page 1697 in your Rock of Ages Study Bible. That is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, and that's 1697 in your Rock of Ages Study Bible. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is now departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, to Titus unto Dalmatia. Demas forsook God's plan for his life because he loved this present world and the things in it. The Bible says in Matthew 6:24, that's page 1325 in your Rock of Ages Study Bible, that's Matthew 6:24, that's page 1325 in your Rock of Ages Study Bible. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Demas thought he could love this world and still love and serve God, but eventually he chose the world and forsook God. The same thing can happen to us. Paul, on the other hand, chose to love God and serve him. He kept eternity in view and was mightily used by God. Philippians 1:21 says, For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Here are some things we can do to be more like Paul. We need to show God we love him by obeying him. 1 John 5:3 says, For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. When we love God, it will not be hard to obey him. Rather, we will want to obey him because we love him. The word grievous means causing grief or sorrow, outrageous. It may seem outrageous for us, for God to tell us not to listen to rock music or country music, or not to be able to drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes. But it may have also seemed outrageous for God to send his son to die on the cross. But he did it anyways because he loved us. We need to stay focused on eternity and not the things of the world. Colossians 3:1-2, that's page 1671 in your Rock of Ages Study Bible. That's Colossians 3:1-2, that's page 1671 in your Rock of Ages Study Bible. Colossians 3:1-2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Not on things on the earth, yeah. Remember that if you stay busy serving God, you will be less likely to fall in love with this world. But we need to not let our bad days defeat us. Philippians 3:13-14, that's page 1665 in your Rock of Ages Study Bible. That's Philippians 3:13-14, that's page 1665 in your Rock of Ages Study Bible. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. You will make mistakes, but God has promised to forgive and forget them, so confess your sins and go on serving the Lord again. Paul did not let his past failures defeat him, but he kept on serving God. So, let's be not like Demas and forsake God because we love this present world. Let's be like Paul and keep loving God and serving him until we have finished our course. In closing, let me read you 2 Timothy 4:7-8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Thank you.